Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the Intern on the phone with the guy I've known for over two decades. He cuts my hair, makes me look good. His name is Greg, and he works at Style Barbershop. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right in this interesting and very crazy world. And over the next, you know, few days, few weeks, I'm going to try and give the time that I have in the studio to some of my buddies and some of the people I know in the community that have, you know, local businesses, work in local businesses. And I've had you cut my hair for years and years. And I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, obviously the restaurants and bars and musicians and all those things are affected immediately, like overnight. But we all still need to get our hair cut, right?
Right, right. But
so,
it has affected us. We are slow. It has slowed down a lot. It seems to me like a lot of people, when they're uncertain, they just stay home. They don't do anything. And I've had some guys call and cancel because they said, well, we'll see how it plays out in a couple of weeks. So it has slowed us down, too.
So, yeah, and I've talked to Chris Pilgrim from the Community of Blood Center of the Ozarks, and you wouldn't think about blood donations, but that's something that needs to keep coming in, and people are doing the same thing or just not doing it at all. And is there any kind of things that you, I mean, obviously in the business, you've always had to be sanitary, correct?
Yes, but we're doing a little, one thing we're telling the guys is, you know, we do a lot of appointments. So that we don't have, we never do have very many people in the shop anyway. So we don't have any crowds here. So yeah, we're wiping everything down between customers, and of course, we can't stay 6 feet away from everybody. But we are trying to be, you know, changing out the chair cloths, doing customer, you know, we're trying to do all that we can to be extra clean.
And like I said, I've been going to Greg for the last 25 years. I hate to admit that, but you're like a long time, yeah, something like that.
A long time.
And he's right on those two things. One, it's always clean. And two, I think there's always been, I think the most people I've ever been in the room within there has been like three or four. And we're all sitting away from each other.
the days of you know, the walk-in, you know, the shops, you don't see too much of that now. So it ain't like it used to be whenever you'd have 10 or 15 people waiting for a haircut.
Yeah.
So we do have that. But no, we're just taking extra precautions, and until they mandate us to close, we're going to stay open. I'll say this thing, Mike. One thing, Mike. We haven't had one person in that seemed like they were sick in any way.
That's good.
We've seen none of that.
So. Well, hopefully, if someone is feeling sick and they got an appointment, they cancel it and stay home. That's what this is all about.
And that's the thing. I've got customers I've had for so many years that I know they'd do that. They would be very upfront with it.
Well, that's good to hear, Greg. And I will be in touch in the near future. You stay safe and have a great week.
Okay. You too. Good to talk to you, Mike. Thank you.